This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just hop right into it. The president finished his speech about a little while ago. We are going to have, like I said, several guests on to discuss what he had to say and why and what's going on. We're going to have Andrea Kay's going to join us after the first break. She was intently listening to it. And I hear that, who was the first one that did the Democrat rebuttal?
Stacey Abrams.
Now, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. We're going to say it anyway. Stacey Abrams, the loser. She lost her race, right? And they put her up there. And as Tammy was saying earlier, well, that's because they can afford to lose her. The loser that can afford to lose her. Get it? Okay, anyway. So they put her up there. And everything she said was strictly Democrat talking points. Nothing new, nothing from the heart, nothing that would get you to go, oh, yeah, that's true. Nothing. Again, the same garbage, president, all fake. Everything he said was wrong. Everything he said was a lie. Really. I mean, when you see these people sitting for things they should be standing for people they should be getting up and applauding for. Nancy's standing was, come on, you can't, there is no way you're going to tell me that anything she stood up for, she really believed in. I don't think you can. I don't think there's one thing. Because she was so disconnected. She kept looking at her papers no matter what was going on. Come on, really, guys. If there's one thing you should be able to be. See, this is what I would say to the people on the left. If you're so sure that everything you have is right and real and true and strong, then you don't have to lie. You don't have to play games. You got it going on. What's the big whoop? As I like to say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have anything to say, I would love to hear what you had to say about this. How can you defend? I don't think you can defend any of this, frankly. Right? Can you? Or are you going to try? You know, ABC and a few of the others. It was great. They had fact-checking on, within minutes of the speech. Right? And sometimes during the speech. Now, how do you have to be awful darn good to pull that one off? Really, think about it. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. What did I do with it? I had some tweets up that I must have closed. They were perfect. Right? When it came to the speech that the president gave tonight, in watching what they put up as what he was saying was... Oh, here we go. In case you missed the first hour. The State of the Union fact-checking by ABC. Now, again, facts, right? I mean, if you have a gallon of water and it was measured out and it's a full gallon of water, the fact is here. I have a gallon of water in my hand. That would be truth. If you try to sell us 2 or 3 gallons, that would be a lie. If there was no water in it, you said that a gallon in it. That's not a fact. The fact is you have an empty bucket. But these guys jump on facts like... The first one, in case you missed it from the last hour. The first one was perfect. ABC said that the statement the president made was false when he said, I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally. So in other words, now they've got in his head to the point where they know he didn't mean that statement. Why? In their mind? Because he wants to build a wall. So does that mean 100% of the Democrats a few years back, 84% of the Democrats back in, what was it, 2003 or whatever it was, who voted to put up a wall, not a barrier, not a fence, not a deterrent, but a wall? Were they also lying? Did anybody do fact checking during Obama? Anybody?
They did.
Who?
I think PolitiFact did.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they were all yeah. Anyhow, the Trump claimed in the State of the Union that his administration has created 5.3 million new jobs, importantly added another 600,000 new manufacturing jobs. Well, here's the deal. I have said this all the way back to Bush. The government doesn't create jobs, so we need to stop using that word, right? And Obama didn't create any jobs. Trump didn't create any jobs. What they do is they get out of the way of industry to allow them to create jobs. Because every nickel somebody has to spend on some regulation or some law that makes absolutely no sense, a triple or quadruple law, you know, it's already covered three times before they pass another one, think they've done something great. Right? So they get out of the way, and then the companies have extra money to create the jobs. As far as manufacturing goes, you know what? Oh, what did Obama say? What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand and bring them back? Well, apparently, he has a magic wand we don't know about. Because he did bring them back. He opened it up for them to bring it back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. When we come back, Andrea Kay is going to be with us. But you have to check some of these things out on your own, too. I'm serious. If you go check out the ABC, and I'll bring some up with her. This will make her go through the roof. So I want you to check this out before we go to break. The president said that we've created 5.3 million new jobs, importantly added 600,000 new manufacturing jobs.
Hello?
And ABC couldn't answer the question. I mean, it says that it's not really true because it's lacking context. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes with Andrea Kay. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Ready, Steve? Uh-huh. Andy?
Yeah.
Mick?
Okay.
All right, fellas. Let's go!
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. You know, every time I hear that song, I think that's the anthem for the Democrat National Convention. Shouldn't it be Barroom Blitz? I mean, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I am very happy to have join me the one and only AK, Andrea Kay. She has her own Andrea Kay show, heard every night, 6 to 7 o'clock. West Coast time. That's right, West Coast. It sounds so much better than Pacific time. And, Andrea, where can they find you?
They can find me at the at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'm at theanswersandiego.com. But all my info, all my scoop is at AndreaKShow.com. But the highlight is always to be with you, Joe.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, no, no. The highlight tonight, though, was watching the massive confusion on on AOC and Nancy Pelosi's face. Wasn't that? I mean, you can't buy that kind of entertainment, can you?
No, especially since, you know, it was about the ladies in white. I mean, first and foremost, the stupidity of these women showing up, as Pastor Daryl Scott and others said, wearing the color of the Klan, on the heels of what went down in Virginia, was just too good. And then they jump up and they start like applauding, and then all of a sudden they're realizing, hey, wait a second, we're applauding our enemy, President Trump, and then they got to sit down. I mean, it was just absolutely brilliant.
Oh, listen, I was thinking the same thing, only they didn't say it. I said, all they're missing are the hats. I mean, seriously, right?
Well, some actually had hats. They just didn't have points on them.
Oh.
I mean, they just could not have been dumber. And the entire... And what they did, too, is that they really put a spotlight on themselves. So when President Trump is talking about how ghoulish the Democrat Party is,
mm-hmm.
and cheering for babies, he contrasts it with he talks about, you know, Family Leave Act and a woman, a newborn mother holding her newborn infant. Then he contrasts it with the left cheering about, and he got kind of graphic, ripping babies from the arms of mothers. Then they're all sitting there scowling. It was absolutely extraordinary.
Oh, it was
they couldn't
perfect.
Have been dumber, the Democrats, tonight.
It couldn't have been better. I mean, and listen, Nancy was on another planet. Was she not? I mean, the woman was, she got up sometimes. She wasn't quite sure. She got up later. She started applauding later than anybody else. Sometimes she'd applaud at all. Then she'd be looking at the papers. And at one point, she's shuffling the papers. At the same time, mm-hmm. everybody else is sitting down, and he's starting to talk again. And go, wow, she didn't know she did that.
Well, they were all completely befuddled because this is a president that always leaves them befuddled because this is a president who they thought they would have had him out of office by now. First of all, they weren't expecting to even have a State of the Union address because they thought they would have had him impeached by now. Second of all, none of them expected that he would come out tonight and for an hour and a half through point after and policy after policy in every area of policy prove that they're the ones who are racist. They're the ones who don't care about children.
Yep.
They're the ones who don't care about women. They're the ones who don't care about African Americans being unfairly imprisoned. He's the one. Who would have thought, we all would have thought that either the first white president or Obama would have done something about the African Americans like Alice Johnson. No, it's President Trump. They were all completely nonplussed with no idea what to do. But I'm not sure why Schumer was smirking. I'm thinking he had a podcast he was listening to from, you know, some baseball game or something. I don't know.
Maybe
what was going on with him.
He might have been listening to his niece's comedy, but she's not that funny, so I don't know how he could be laughing like that. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a niece who's a comic. Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's pretty raunchy. I mean, if you ever heard her, she's pretty bad. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, just disgusting. So, wait a minute. Before I have to lose you here, Stacey Abrams, who I see, why would they put a loser up to go after President Trump, okay, to do the Democrat Republic? Hi, I'm Stacey Abrams. I lost by 50,000 votes, but I'm here to tell you why we're better than him.
And I'm the one who lost, not just by 50,000 votes, but because I'm like complaining, you know, I've got some economic socialist policy when I found to be a deadbeat who still owes people $250,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's the loser that
and
they picked.
She owes the IRS money, too. She owes tax money.
Oh, so she's like Al Sharpton and Charlie Rangel. So she's an IRS deadbeat, too. Oh, perfect. Absolutely brilliant. It just goes to show how, and that's why I'm glad, since they did choose her, that President Trump did what he did in terms of talking about socialism and about how, you know, that how the left is trying to get us to adopt socialism in this country and how we're born free and we're about liberty and independence, not coercion and dominance and control. And he talked about Venezuela. And it's like, and that's who they bring on then. They choose to bring on some socialist loser nothing from Georgia. I mean,
perfect.
It could not have been a worse choice. But who do you think would have been a smart choice?
For the dam to bring on? Geez, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say, who's the one running for president out of Hawaii? What's her name?
Corona? Is she running? You know, Booker.
No, the other one. No, Cory Booker would have shot for a Spartacus moment. I can't handle that again. You know what I mean? Just envisioning him in tights with a, you know, with a breastplate on just doesn't do me any good.
They couldn't bring on Elizabeth Warren because we found out again today that yet another time she put down American Indian on this time on their registration for the Texas bar. So they couldn't bring her on. I mean, who do they have left?
I know. Look at the whole list. Who is there? Kamala Harris, who was sitting there as they were talking about, you know, prison reform and all this other stuff. She's shaking her head no. Like, do you not want prison reform, or are you upset that it wasn't you?
Or was she sitting there daydreaming about her time with Willie Brown
wait a minute, Andrea, between you and me, you really think she'd be smiling if she was daydreaming about those days? I mean, Willie Brown.
I don't know. Would she be sitting in Congress right now if it wasn't for those days? I mean, let's be honest. Heels up Harris didn't get there on the basis of her qualifications. She had to walk back some comments she made recently on a talk show because not even the left, you know, because she's too stupid. She's out there thinking she's going to AOC the situation, and the Democrats are like, hey, hold up. You can't be honest about what we're about. So, you know, I don't know that's why I asked you who they've got, because they don't have anybody.
No,
they don't have anybody now that they can put forth.
Okay, but they kind of do. The woman out of Hawaii, it's Gabbard. Her last name is Gabbard, okay? And the one running for president, okay? If you've heard her speak up until something she said recently, she sounded like a sane, middle-of-the-road Democrat. But then when she was called out for her stance on same-sex marriage, she started tripping over herself and apologizing for her conservative upbringing.
Yeah.
Totally turned me off to her. But
The fact that we couldn't figure out what her name was means she's not exactly much of a contender.
AK, every night, 6 to 7, where can they find you?
TheAnswerSanDiego.com. Thanks,
all right.
Me.
Always fun.
I know.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Tom Del Picaro joins me, and he's got a lot to say about what went down tonight. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just in the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis.
During his State of the Union speech on Capitol Hill, President Trump calling the situation at our southern border a crisis. The president calling on Republicans and Democrats to work together to come up with a compromise plan to fund finishing the border wall.
Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland, and secure our very dangerous southern border. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Look, buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you want a good laugh, it's what I lovingly refer to as a bathroom read. Go ahead, you're done with it in no time, and you're going to be laughing your buns off. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's an American author, a lawyer, and he served as chairman of the California Republican Party from 2011 to 2013, the now extinct California Republican Party. Tom, thanks for being with me.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Would be doing better. Matter of fact, let's before we get rolling, because I always forget, let's plug your book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. I mean, you called us out. You called... What?
Go ahead. I was just going to say,
you called a lot of this out in your book, didn't you?
Yeah, I started talking about this 10 years ago, actually, and here we are. But let's talk about this speech, and you get the book at Amazon. Let's talk about this speech. You saw divided government on display, right? You have the Democrats in control of the House and the Republicans in control of the Senate.
Yep.
But let's do some takeaways from this speech. First of all, let's talk about the optics, stagecraft. This is a speech, and I've seen all of them. This is a speech that I've never seen so many times that the opposing party stood up and clapped for a speech, and not because Trump was offering huge new programs that they might like, but whoever crafted this speech created a situation. Yes, there were moments of significant disagreement,
right,
like on abortion and immigration, but throughout the speech, the Democrats were standing up. So the optics of this were exceptional. Reagan and Michael Deaver, who were famous for that, So middle America saw that Trump could get both sides to clap together. That's not unimportant, believe me. All right, that's number one. Number two, this was a speech light on new initiatives. It was more about, look what America's done together in the past. That's not insignificant. Nope. It showed people that even in tough times or prior presidencies or even this presidency, we've signed significant legislation. I'm sure it was the first time a lot of Americans heard about the VA bill or other bills that he talked about that both of them signed, that Democrats and Republicans got together on. So from that standpoint of view, it was a good speech. Now, look, Trump, you know, Reagan is the best guy at speaking in the last 50 years. Clinton was behind him. Obama was behind them. Trump's certainly better than Carter and Ford, but he's not the great orator. Nevertheless, Trump was very focused tonight, and he is good at this process, which they do is sprinkle throughout the speech these heroic stories. He comes off. And it is the truth. If you don't know Trump and you want to criticize him, fine. But if you know Trump, you know about his sincerity on some of these things. And they did that very well. I thought it was nice his repartee with the Democrat women, you know, more elected than ever, that kind of thing.
But, Tom, let me ask you a question about that.
Good, sir.
When I saw him start to move down that road, and at one point you can see them look at each other like, and you were right what you said earlier, they had to decide, well, wait a minute, if we don't get up and applaud, we're saying we don't like the fact that we have more women working now than ever before. And I think when
which
he saw
is why
that,
this,
go ahead.
Which is why the speech was brilliant.
Yep.
They whoever wrote this speech and the way Trump played it, they got these women and the Democrats it was on a roll. It was like 15 straight minutes of comments where both sides were standing. And it ended up with both sides standing. And even Nancy Pelosi smiling. Started out dour. You knew they were against whatever he was going to say, except for in the very beginning. But whoever crafted this got them to stand together. It was great optics.
Tom, come on, let's be honest about this. Stop with this stuff. Nancy wasn't smiling. She just got too much Botox this afternoon. She couldn't stop.
Nice. Let's discuss the most telling moment of this speech, though. Can we do that?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
The most telling moment of the speech was when Trump said, tonight we're reaffirming that we're never going to be a socialist country. And the Democrats sat on their hands. Many of them.
Yep.
That was an incredibly interesting historical moment that people will be able to look back on over time and say, oh. And it's very interesting that they chose to do that. Americans don't like socialism, and he put them on the spot, and they abjectly failed the test.
Yeah.
For most viewers.
But, Tom, to that point, there were a couple of times during the speech as I was watching that you had a small amount of Dems, and I don't mean two or three. I mean maybe a third of the Dems standing and applauding, and others were sitting down. And I'm thinking in my head, either they got permission to do that, or they really were in agreement with what he was doing. They really were in agreement with what they said. What's your take on something like that? I mean, sit there.
Look, this is the reality. Nancy Pelosi sat there while Trump was reading off all these great economic statistics, and she had a dour face. How do you sit there as Americans, and or if you're an American just watching her, what do you think of when it's very clear that even though he's giving good news, you're like against it? It's not a winnable situation.
No.
For the opposition party. And so, you know, her dour face doesn't look good under those circumstances. And look, this is the truth of the matter. America is doing well economically. There is no great reason for their economic opposition. I wrote my Fox Business News piece today on the State of the Union. Is the reality that big government programs like the Democrats are currently proposing, taking over Medicare for all, completely taking over the healthcare industry, those moments are in American history where big government comes in is when we have economic collapse. The Constitution was in response to a major depression and other items. The New Deal, a response to a major depression. There is no crisis comparable today. And so the Democrats are out of step and sitting there while, you know, lowest unemployment rate for women. What are they going to do? And so whoever wrote this speech and the way Trump delivered it, boy, he had their number.
Yep. No, I agree with you. There were plenty of times when I kept looking and going, oh, my God, he's got them. They can't just sit there. They can't sit on their hands. I mean, in some cases they did, floored me, but still, you know, unlike the last speech he gave where it was almost like somebody nailed their thighs to the bench. They couldn't get up, wouldn't get up. They wouldn't do anything. Now let's talk quickly because we have a couple of minutes left. The rebuttal with Stacey Abrams. Now, I'll be the bad guy. You don't have to say it. Why would you put the loser, the one who couldn't win their race, up to do a rebuttal on this? Unless they plan on putting her up somewhere else or throwing her to the wolves.
Well, they did just throw her to the wolves. This is no longer, it is not something. It is a terrible role. I'm sorry, it was the end of Bobby Jindal's national things. Marco Rubio did for. It's just.
Oh, right.
You haven't heard of the Virginia governor anymore either. They're just. It's nowhere to go if you have ambition and nobody wanted to be in the position. What are they going to say?
Yeah. Well, listen. If you listen to her at all, everything she said was just an old Dem talking point. One of the things that she said that I said when she first gave her speech a while back is that the Republicans consider it a power grab, or they call it a power grab, when you say things like you only want an eligible voters to vote. It's just amazing that she came off with that one. Hey, where do people find your writings and get your book? Quick.
PoliticalVanguard.com, Fox Business News, the Epoch Times,
all over the place.
And my books at Amazon.
All right,
thanks,
Tom,
so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello. I am
still there.
A special soul from the
Jason. Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, well, let's try to connect tomorrow and let's talk about your studio and get an idea of what you're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because now I need like a full on landline, great camera, whatever it takes to get this so that I can do these remotes now. All right?
Yeah. We must all right. No problem.
Right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
I just want to say how nice it was to talk to Jeremy tonight. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
For additional information,
please include your informal what? Stating your
strength. Are you going to the convention?
Yeah. CPAC? Yeah. I ain't going to California.
No, not.
Dude,
you
and I will talk tomorrow. I'm so done, especially with what's happening up here now. I'm done. I'm not playing with these guys anymore.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
At peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I'm Joe Bettine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just, I don't want to waste this guy's time. I mean, he's a very busy man. I've always appreciated the time that he spent with me. And I met him at CPAC a few years ago. And I got to tell you, I'm so impressed by what he's been able to do. He's the founder and president of the Black Conservative Federation, Deontay Johnson. Thanks for being with me, Deontay.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
All right. So, and you know what? I so much enjoy. If you guys aren't following him, you need to follow him on Facebook, and you'll see some of the things that he and his group are doing. And so, Deontay, you obviously listened to the president's speech tonight. And tell me overall, give me an overall view of what you thought about it.
I thought it was great. I thought it really touched all of the American people. I thought it was one of his best speeches yet.
And did you, as you were watching the Democrats, and I don't want to pick on the Democrats all night, but I'm going to a degree. As you were watching what they were doing, some of the time he actually kind of forced them to have to stand up and applaud. Like when he talked about, you know, how low the woman's unemployment was, and so they'd be crazy not to stand and applaud for that. But when he got to the Black and Hispanic levels of unemployment, there's not as much excitement there. I mean, it's almost like if they don't get credit for it, they're not interested in applauding it. I mean, did you get the same thing from them?
It's a game. It's a game. It's a game that constantly played. It's getting old, but it shows that they have an agenda, and that's all that they care about.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I mean, as I look at it, and I look at how they're trying to tear him apart, now what you're hearing is most of the economic growth, all that stuff, is, I don't even know how they sell this to people, but it's because of Obama's principles, Obama's, processes that he put in that is leading us now to all this prosperity, and I'm sitting there thinking, how do you sell that? How do you really honestly get away with that? And I don't know how some of these communities are buying it. Some of the Black community, Hispanic community, even the women groups. How are they buying this?
Yeah, that's the question. That is a major question.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the indoctrination. Just the problem is that when you're used to doing something for so long, you continue to do it. But I'm a believer that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again with no different results.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Because your group is mostly young African American men. And or young Black men, because I know I've been yelled at before for calling everybody an African American, and so, but we constantly hear how the Black community is not behind Trump. We hear how he's not doing anything for the Black community, really. Okay, it's all smoke and mirrors. But what I'm reading is that there are more young Black men working now than they were 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I would think that would be lifting up the Black community, and people would be happy about that. Am I off here?
Yeah, I mean, they should be, but they wouldn't give him credit if he handed them all $1 million. You can't give them what they already supposed to have had already had. I've just learned to not stress about what what they're complaining about he's not doing, what they're complaining about what he is doing, because they're just never happy.
Well, I'm all right. So you obviously were behind this president. I remember when I first met you, you were good with. How are you with him today? Is he doing what you expected him to do? Is he still your president? If you would.
Even better. I think he's doing even better, Jerry. He never ceases to amaze me.
Well, again, I can't. Now, you're going to CPAC this year, right?
I will be there. We're actually hosting, or we'll be hosting some event to bring more Black conservatives with us.
Very good. Very good. And hopefully I can get you at the booth. I can get you on the radio with me there, right?
Anytime.
All right.
Anytime is always a good time for you.
You know what? And again, I said it and I meant it. I met you a few years ago at CPAC. You were energetic. I figured you had a big boulder to move, and you have definitely moved it, my young friend. I think you're doing a great job, and I hope you keep doing a great job. So anyhow, thanks for being out with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. That's Yate Johnson, and I got to tell you something. When I met him at CPAC. Again, president, founder of the Black Conservative Federation. When I met him at CPAC and talking with him, saying, man, do you understand the undertaking you're looking at doing? You think you're gonna pull or push or have the Black community come in line with you now? The young Black community? I don't think so. And you know what? I hate to say it, don't tell anybody, but he definitely made a fool out of me. but anyway, I got to tell you something. When it comes to President Trump and the way he works people, I got to tell you, this is watching him tonight, Watching him work those people, work that room, was impressive. And I do mean impressive. And Tom DelBaccaro was right. Whoever wrote that speech, they deserve more than a raise. And I'm not joking. Because he really did. He really brought it home, and he made it hard for them to stay seated. Okay? So I'm going to ask, I'm reaching out right now to Mark Anthony. And Mark and I are on the same network. What is that network called? America's Voice News. And, okay, maybe we'll get him on. There he is. I think that's him.
Hello?
Hopefully. You there, Mark?
Joe.
Mark, Anthony. You there? Hello?
I'm here.
You are?
I'm here.
All right, put the beard down, man. Let's get to it, right?
Okay. Let's go. I have no beer. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
In my pajamas.
Oh, okay. We don't need all this information. Okay, so you're hanging out. You got your suit on. We're going to go there. Now, you and I are on the same network. We're on America's News Voice. And, right? Or am I wrong? You there?
No.
Did I lose you?
No, we're not. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. What is this, like a toy? Is this a toy?
I can hear him by. It's your headset.
It's my headset?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's probably my ears.
Can you hear me?
I can't.
It could be yours.
Tony, just ignore me and keep talking, okay? It's probably better that way. Anyhow, he's the host and executive producer at the Patriot and the Preacher Show, and I always appreciate Mark when I run into him at different places and what have you. Anyhow, Mark, you saw the speech tonight. Give me your overall view of the speech, and then we'll get into some details here.
Well, overall, I think that was the best State of the Union I've ever seen, and I said to a lot of the people I was talking to prior that he needed to have a grand slam, and he truly did. He hit on every issue and took time. I mean, it was one of the longest in history, but I think it was necessary because he took his time to go through each and every issue that's facing our nation. And at the end, as he tied it together with the American soldier who saved that Jewish man, that was probably the most masterful speech I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
No, you're right. You are so right. When he was doing that with the vets and some of the other military men, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. this is so masterful, right? The young boy who was bullying for having the same last name, the young lady mm-hmm. who was a cancer survivor. I mean, just
right.
Well played.
Right. Well played. Absolutely. The woman, and I'm sorry, her name's escaping me right now, that was released because he gave her clemency. The
yep.
man that is the first, you know, one to be released with that First Step program. You really, although we saw it in plain sight, and it was sad, actually, especially for when he talked about our greatness and a lot of things he touched on that you would think most Americans would agree with. To see the left side, first of all, having to be prompt on when to get up and clap or when to stay seated, but to see them not do anything. But I think my favorite part, Joe, because you and I have talked about this off air, is when he got the women on from the Democrat Party that were right to not only cheer, but then he told them to stay standing because there was more. And that was literally one of his best moments because
you know what you're going to hear tomorrow, right?
To stand up when he said it again.
Tomorrow, the news is going to say he commanded them to stand, being a white supremacist woman hater.
That's right, exactly. And he told them they must stay standing. That's right.
Listen, the think about the First Step program, right? Here's something that's been plaguing the black community since the days of Billy Bob Clinton, and
mm-hmm.
a black president didn't do anything about it, and the guy supposedly who's the biggest racist on the face of the planet was the first one to take care of this for them. It just
right.
shows the hypocrisy, right?
The hypocrisy was amazing. But, you know, to watch on top of it, the facial expressions of Nancy Pelosi, and to see that they were looking towards her. You saw her wave them off from booing a couple of times and telling them not to, because they, you know, there were so many times as he was explaining things about late-term abortion. Did you see the cut of the woman next to AOC having to explain, I'm pretty sure, what a late-term abortion, the definition of that is.
Well, I think 90% of what he was saying had to be explained to her, seriously. I think it was actually a translator,
obviously.
Not a legislator.
Yes.
So, anyhow, hey.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry to cut your time short. We got to go. You don't dislike on the network. Where do people find you quickly?
Thank you, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Where do they find you? Don't run away.
He's gone.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
I'm here.